Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, How Brands Grow by Byron Sharp challenges conventional marketing theories with empirical evidence and scientific research, offering a fresh perspective on how businesses should approach growth and branding. Published in 2010, the book has profoundly influenced the marketing world, shifting the focus from creative marketing myths to a data-driven approach that emphasizes the importance of reaching more consumers. Sharp debunks popular marketing myths, asserting that the key to brand growth lies not in niche targeting and customer loyalty, but in understanding and expanding the brand's customer base. Through a meticulous examination of consumer behavior and brand performance, How Brands Grow provides actionable insights that aim to reshape the way marketers think about advertising, brand loyalty, and market segmentation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the law of double jeopardy. The law of double jeopardy is a pivotal concept in How Brands Grow, articulating that brands with smaller market share not only have fewer buyers, but those buyers are also less loyal. This principle challenges the traditional marketing emphasis on cultivating deep loyalty among a small, targeted group of consumers. Instead, it suggests that the key to growth is expanding the brand's reach and customer base. Byron Sharp presents compelling evidence that loyalty levels across brands in a category tend to be surprisingly similar, especially when accounting for market share. This underscores the importance of brands focusing on being easily available, mentally and physically, to as many potential buyers as possible, rather than exclusively trying to increase loyalty among current customers. Secondly, the importance of mental and physical availability. Sharp introduces the concepts of mental and physical availability as critical determinants of brand growth. Mental availability refers to the likelihood of a brand coming to mind in buying situations. Physical availability, on the other hand, involves the extent to which products are easy to purchase across varying buying scenarios. Sharp argues that improving a brand's performance on these two dimensions can lead to substantial growth. This goes against the grain of focusing solely on distinctive branding or emotional engagement, suggesting a more pragmatic approach that calls for wide distribution and ensuring the brand can be thought of in a variety of purchasing environments. Through numerous case studies, Sharp demonstrates how increased availability can lead to a brand becoming a habitual choice for more consumers. Thirdly, debunking the myth of customer loyalty. One of the most provocative claims in How Brands Grow is the dismissal of the traditional marketing focus on fostering deep customer loyalty. Sharp provides data indicating that the vast majority of a brand's buyers are light, infrequent purchasers rather than devoted users. Consequently, he argues that marketing strategies should shift from attempts to increase loyalty to efforts aimed at recruiting more of these light users. This is founded on evidence that light users constitute the bulk of a brand's sales and potential growth, challenging the long-held belief that a small core of loyal customers is the key to sustainable business success. By refocusing efforts on attracting new users, rather than excessively rewarding or retaining a loyal base, brands can achieve more significant growth. Fourthly, the role of distinctive brand assets. Distinctive brand assets are unique brand elements that are easily recognizable by consumers, such as logos, jingles, or colors. Sharp emphasizes their importance for building and maintaining mental availability. These assets help consumers easily identify and remember a brand, making it more likely to be thought of during purchase decisions. Unlike the traditional focus on branding that changes elements frequently to stay fresh, Sharp advocates for consistency over time to strengthen brand assets. This consistency helps build a cumulative effect, making marketing efforts more efficient and effective. Through empirical research, Sharp illustrates how strong brand assets can improve the ability of a brand to remain top of mind, ensuring it is considered in a broader array of purchase occasions. Lastly, evidence-based marketing strategies. Sharp's insistence on evidence-based marketing strategies is a central theme throughout How Brands Grow. He critiques the reliance on untested theories and conventional wisdom in the marketing industry. Instead, Sharp calls for a scientific approach to understanding consumer behavior and brand performance. This involves utilizing large data sets and empirical evidence to guide marketing decisions and strategy development. He provides numerous examples of how applying scientific principles to marketing challenges can uncover counterintuitive insights that lead to more effective growth strategies. This approach encourages marketers to continually test assumptions and measure outcomes, fostering a culture of learning and adaptation that is geared towards understanding what truly drives brand growth. In conclusion, How Brands Grow by Byron Sharp is an indispensable read for marketers, brand managers, and business leaders seeking to challenge traditional marketing ideologies and adopt a more empirical, data-driven approach to grow their brands. The book is especially beneficial for professionals looking to broaden their understanding of consumer behavior, market dynamics, and the real drivers of brand success. Instead of focusing on deepening customer loyalty or overly narrow target marketing, Sharp encourages a broader view that prioritizes increasing the customer base through improved mental and physical availability and leveraging distinctive brand assets. This evidence-based approach provides actionable strategies for achieving sustainable growth, making it an essential resource for anyone involved in branding or marketing. By embracing the principles outlined in How Brands Grow, readers are equipped to navigate the complexities of the modern market with informed confidence, ultimately driving their brands to new heights. If you would like to support Byron Sharp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.